Jonathan Giles, how nice is it to be back playing AFL footy?
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Had a good feeling during the day and out in the field. Just love being out with the boys and playing with them. So, yeah, no better feeling than being out there.
What will you take away as the memory of when you ran back out there this afternoon?
Yeah, you get those nerves back, the anxiousness of wanting to get out there and play footy. So it's just, and I'm so happy we got the win. So that was, you know, sing the song after the game. So it's great. I loved it.
Absolutely. Always good to sing the song. What about the performance overall for the West Coast Eagles? 49 points. How did Jonathan Giles see it?
Yeah, I thought, we got the win, so that was really, really pleasing. That we spoke about that last 10 minutes of the game. We sort of, you know, we let it slip and a few of our standards slip and let them get a few late goals. So that was probably a disappointing thing of the day, just the last 10 minutes. But overall, really happy to come up to the Gabba and just be through everything at us and to get away with the win. And we've got the bye next week, so we can have a break and see the family and friends and then switch on for the Bombers coming up.
You kicked a goal on the quarter time siren, which gave you guys a 1-point lead. Then you kicked 7-1 after quarter time. What specifically changed to allow you to go on that run in the second term, do you think?
Yeah, I guess momentum's a funny thing in football. We got the last goal just as we went into quarter time. And I think in that second quarter, we really opened it up in the centre bounce. We got some good clearances and mids really started to take advantage in the middle. So I think a lot of the contest work inside is what allowed us to get those goals in the second quarter and on that run.
What about for yourself from here? Where do you go in terms of the bye? Do you get a little... I know you've got a few days off, but are you heading anywhere or are you just going back to Perth and having a break?
So I'll go back to Adelaide and that's where I'm from, so I'll catch up with my family and friends for a few days there and try to unwind and let the body relax a little bit and then look forward to the second half of the year and just sort of switch off a little bit and relax and then get back to Perth and get stuck in the second half.
Just getting back to yourself, I mean, this week obviously a different one. Nick Natanui went in for surgery. Scott Lysett was ruled out for disciplinary reasons. What was the week like from your perspective, finding out that you were going to be playing in terms of when you did and then making your way across to play for your third AFL club?
Yeah, I mean, it's always, it's a bit of a roller coaster, you know, and, you know, unfortunately Nick's out with injury and Scotty missed you to other reasons. So I'm just really jumping at the bit to get an opportunity. I've been training really hard and trying to play as well as I can to impress the coaches and the teammates to get a chance. So I was stoked to finally get a chance today. And, going forward, I just have to keep training hard and keep getting the body right and just take every opportunity I can get.
John, I think your family are waiting to have a chat to you. You've got to get in the ice bath. I certainly don't envy you with that, but I'll let you get back to your family. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.